Today we're going to look at another part of the 23rd Psalm. And as I said before, I'd like for us to read this each time we gather together. And maybe by the end of the time that we cover this Psalm, we'll all know it by heart. So if you want to turn in your Bibles to the 23rd Psalm, we'll be reading it out of this, I believe it's in the NIV. So if your Bible's not an NIV, you better get one of the pew Bibles. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I told you last time that this psalm contains some wonderful benefits and blessings that are available to us. But the key to realizing all of those blessings and all of those benefits is whether or not we have made the Lord our shepherd. And we talked a little bit last time about what that means to make the Lord our shepherd, to let him be our guide in life, to let him be the one who shows us the way and helps us and so on, to the one that we submit our lives to, the one to whom we desire to follow him in his will for our lives, and the one who is really the leader for us. And so that's a part of this receiving the blessings of the 23rd Psalm, is making him, being sure that we make him the one who is our shepherd. We activate the benefits in our lives starting with, we shall not be in want. And we talked a little bit last time about what it means to not be in want, how the Lord provides for us, and so on. Today we see in verse 2 that if the Lord is our shepherd, we will lie down in green pastures and be led beside quiet waters. As we go through this psalm, try to form a mental image of a shepherd and a flock of sheep. I'm sure you've all seen that before. Maybe a picture of it, or maybe you've seen actual sheep and shepherd. If I was any good at graphics, I would make something that we could put up on the screen. Everybody could see it, but I'm not good at that. So you'll have to use your imagination. Maybe that's better anyway. Look at the flock of sheep. Look at that flock of sheep and pick out one of the sheep. As I said last time, this psalm is written from the perspective of a sheep. So the sheep you have picked out is you. Make it personal by saying, this is what the Lord will do for me if I make him my shepherd. And this verse that we are looking at today lists three such blessings or provisions. First of all, there is rest. He makes us lie down. Now, that is a universal need that we all have. We all need rest. If we don't get rest, then it could have some effect on us. Perhaps that's why God gave us the example by resting on the seventh day of creation and setting aside one day a week for rest. Without rest, we will soon run out of stamina and strength. People talk today about being burned out. And that's one of the effects that we can realize in our lives if we don't take time to rest. People can be what are called workaholics, and they just work themselves to death, literally. So we do need to remember that our bodies are such that they need rest. They need to take time from time to time to rest. And so Even Jesus knew that he needed rest. And if our Savior, if Jesus Christ the Lord, felt like there are times when he needed rest, then surely we also do. And he took time apart from his busy schedule of ministry at times to just go apart and rest for a while. He needed that because Jesus was very busy. He was always being sought after. There were crowds that were clamoring for him, and he had to minister to people in various ways, healing people, delivering people, preaching and teaching. Jesus had quite a busy schedule, in other words. And he needed to draw apart for a time and just spend time in his Father's presence and be renewed and be refreshed. In Mark 6, 30 and 32, we read about the disciples as they came back to Jesus after he had sent them out to minister. And of course, they were very excited about all of the wonderful things that they had seen happen, that God had used them to do. And the scriptures tell us they had been so busy that they didn't even have time to eat. That's pretty busy, isn't it? After they reported to Jesus all that they had been doing, Jesus said to them, "Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." Well, it didn't work out too well for them because the people got word of it and they pursued them and they finally caught up with them, and so they didn't really have that time to rest. But Jesus knew that they needed it, and he was trying to provide it for them. We all need rest for our bodies and souls. Living as we do in a fast-paced and stressful world, we must take time to rest, or it could have a detrimental effect on us. In the scripture I mentioned earlier about Jesus inviting the disciples to rest, one translation of Jesus' words says, "Come apart and rest a while." Someone has said, we need to come apart and rest, or we could fall apart. And I've seen that happen in people's lives. When the Lord is our shepherd, he provides the rest. He knows that we need it, and he will provide both physical and spiritual rest. In addition to a place of rest, the Lord our shepherd provides an abundant source of food. He makes me lie down in green pastures. It is the shepherd's job to lead his sheep to a place where they will have plenty of green grass to feed on, to graze on. As I said before, sheep are very dependent on the shepherd. And if we make the Lord our shepherd, we need to realize how dependent we are on him. And he wants us to be. He wants us to know that we are dependent on him. And he wants us to realize that he will be there for us. According to our psalm, where is it that the Lord wants us to rest? It's in green pastures, isn't it? According to the Amplified Version, it is in fresh, tender, green pastures. We can rest assured that the Lord knows what we have need of and is ready and willing to provide both physical and spiritual food. Jesus told us that it is foolish for us to worry and fret about where we're going to get enough food to eat, where we're going to get enough water to drink. He said, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them." Then Jesus asked this question, "Are you not much more valuable than they are?" Well, aren't you? Aren't you more valuable? Of course we are very valuable to the Lord, because he has sent his Son to die on the cross for us. And he valued us so highly that he was willing to give up his Son. Paul wrote in Romans, "He that spared not his own Son, shall he not also freely give us all things?" The question we must ask ourselves: if he gave us his Son, will he not freely take care of us in other ways. Remember how the Lord provided supernaturally for the Israelites as they traveled through the wilderness? He gave them water from the rock. He gave them manna, which was sort of like bread. And He gave them quail, which was meat. He also provided miraculously for Elijah when he was running away from Jezebel, trying to get away. And then during a famine, He provided for Elijah and a widow and her son through the meager supply of a poor woman. When a huge crowd that had been following Jesus needed food to eat, He took a little boy's lunch, fed 5,000 men with it, not counting the women and children. You probably heard the story about George Mueller, a Christian evangelist and director of Ashley Down Orphanage in Bristol, England. It is said that he cared for over 10,000 orphans in his life, and he did it all by faith. He never asked anyone for any money to help him. There was one time in particular when he and the children were there waiting because they had prayed and asked the Lord to provide, and there was not a single thing to eat in the house. And as they waited, all of a sudden, there came a knock on the door, and a bakery down the street came and brought bread enough for all of them to eat. And it just also happened that there was a milk truck that broke down right in front of the orphanage. And so the milkman brought all of that milk in and gave it to them to use. So God provided for them. Does that mean that we just sit down in our easy chair and expect God to take care of us? Of course not. He expects us to do our part, to do what we can, which may be just believe. Or it may be to take some sort of action. If we do our best and leave the rest to the Lord, I believe good things will happen. Yes, the Lord, as our shepherd, knows how to provide abundant physical and spiritual food for His sheep. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." Do you realize that as often as we partake of the Lord's Supper, we are partaking of spiritual food? It is something that Jesus left for us. It is something He gave to us. It is a way by which He can feed us spiritually. We also have available to us the Word of God that strengthens our faith. For faith comes by hearing and doing God's Word. I remember an advertisement that I looked at when I was a little kid in a comic book. It was a picture of a muscular man, and it said, "Don't be a 97-pound weakling. Charles Atlas will make you a muscular person." Remember that one where the little 97-pound weakling was on the beach and the bully came along and kicked sand in his face? And he said, "Don't let him ever kick sand in your face again." Well, you know, in a way, as Christians, we can be like that 97-pound weakling. We don't have to be, because God has provided the means for us to be strong in Him and in the power of His might. We don't have to be a weakling. We can be strong in Him. However, the main source of our strength comes from our relationship with the Lord. It comes as we live in a day-by-day relationship with Him. That relationship feeds us spiritually. And that is a continuing need that we have and always will have. But there's something else that we face in our world today. There are threats that we all face. There are dangers that we all face each and every day of our lives. It would be easy for us to become fearful. The psalmist wrote, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" What is the answer of faith, my friends? The answer of faith is no one. We should be afraid of no one, and we should be afraid of nothing. There's something else the shepherd does for us. He leads us beside quiet or still waters. You've probably heard it said that sheep will not drink from moving streams because the motion and the noise it makes frightens them. It speaks to us of a calm and restful place of peace that we have in our lives. You've probably heard the saying also that fear knocked on the door, faith answered, there was no one there. Yes, there are very real dangers that confront us in our world. But God has made a place of rest. We read about that in the letter to the Hebrews. He says there is a place of rest for God's people. It is a place in Him, a place where we can come, a place where we can be safe, a place where we don't have to be afraid or fearful. He does not want us, my friends, to go around worried, fearful all the time. And we could be if we let ourselves. But if the Lord is our shepherd, He will lead us beside the quiet waters, which is a place in Him where we can drink deeply of His strength and of His peace and fill our hearts and minds with that calmness that comes from Him. That's one reason we all need to spend time alone with our Heavenly Father. Remember, Jesus said that we need to have that hiding place, or we need to have that closet or that prayer place where we can go aside from everything and everyone and just spend time alone with our Heavenly Father and talk to Him and listen to Him, because that refreshes us, that renews us spiritually, my friend. And we all need that so much in our lives, especially in the world in which we live. We need to stay focused on what's really most important. And we need to keep our heads straight, because we can get off. Jesus said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water." We are told also in that scripture that Jesus was talking about the Holy Spirit. He was saying that when the Holy Spirit lives within us, we have a source of living water that will continually renew and refresh us. That's so important. When the Lord is our shepherd, He leads us beside the quiet waters. And no matter what is happening all around us, no matter what we are facing, no matter what we might be going through at the time, our shepherd will lead us beside the quiet waters. And we can proclaim with the hymn writer, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." Each one of us should ask ourselves this morning, is it well with my soul today? Am I following my shepherd to those green pastures, quiet, restful waters? Do you realize that these are the blessings that belong to us, that belong to you, that belong to me? And God, our Heavenly Father, And Jesus, our Lord and Savior, wants us to have them. Blessings and benefits that come to us. Why? Because we have made the Lord our shepherd. We have made Him our shepherd. Have you made Him your shepherd today? Are you following Him in your life? Now is the time, if you have not, to begin to do that. Don't leave church without having these blessings and benefits firmly established in your minds and in your hearts. Better yet, don't leave church without the one who is able to provide them. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being our shepherd. Help us to follow you, because we know you will lead us to those places that we need to go. Places where we can be fed. Places where we can rest. Places where we can be renewed and refreshed in you. Places where we can realize, Father, the blessings and the benefits that you have provided. Help each one of us, Father, this morning to let you be the shepherd of our life. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.